Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
America needs a tidal wave of the old-time religion.
I have sinned against you.
How dare you!
We have no need to doubt God.
The heart of Babylon is preparing the nations to receive the Antichrist.
I didn't even build that house with money from the church. I built it with money from my book.
I don't make this stuff up.
Repenting of your sin.
It is a moral issue.
They got together and swore a pact to the devil.
I just enjoy seeing people worship, praising God.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to
Believe It
or Not,
the show where we believe it.
Or do we?
No. If you thought we did, sorry, wrong show.
Wrong answer.
This isn't We Do Believe It. It's We Don't right now.
The show's called Don't Believe Me.
We ask a question, you get the answer.
Like Jeopardy.
Well, they ask a question and then you give the answer.
Right.
Or no, they give you the answer and then you ask the question.
No, you spin the wheel, you buy a vowel, and then
Vanna White goes ding, ding, ding.
That's right. And then you get moved into the final round where you have to wrestle
you play
in
the
Jell-O.
Plinko machine.
Play the Plinko machine.
Right. In Jell-O. Yeah.
Yeah, I watch TV.
Yeah.
I know it. I was thinking as we were...
We could host Jeopardy.
We could.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a Catholic church?
Not that I'm aware. I might have for a funeral.
Okay, yeah.
Might have. But I don't know. See, honestly, I wouldn't be able to tell the difference inside the church.
Yeah.
Because I don't really... I don't know the nuances. To me, it's all just church.
Yeah, that's true. Makes sense.
They had the things that pulled down for everyone to kneel on.
Probably Catholic.
That's
what
I thought.
But also could be Anglican.
Anglican, damn.
Or church, what do they call it? Episcopalian.
Church.
Church of, I was going to say Church of England, but that's not what they call it in America. I think they may call it that in England.
Oh. Heard of it. I've heard of it.
Yeah.
England.
You're going there soon.
I am going there soon.
When you're listening to this, folks, Damien will be in the
I'll be in jolly old England, throwing another shrimp on the barbie.
I've just been canceled. Nobody's ever... Everybody from the UK is just...
No, I'm sorry.
They are
but
famous
I'm going
for
there.
Saying that, though.
Yeah, they love their fish and chippies, too, right?
Yep, they do. Yeah. On the barbie.
Kippers? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
I think so.
And eels.
Yes. Cream chipped beef.
Yes. But they have saints. When I was a young warthog, the Catholic Church was kind of seen as like the evil version of Christianity.
Right. Because of all the molesting, right?
Yeah. No.
Oh.
That they're fine with the molesting.
Oh,
it was
shit.
Because of saints.
Oh, my God. That's their problem with
that's
the Catholic Church?
I mean, it wasn't as known, but it was known. But like their main issue was because They said that they worship idols because they have statues and because they have saints.
It's bad when the thing you're worried about is idols and not sex crimes.
Yeah. For me, sex crimes is like way higher on the scale.
Of bad things?
Of bad things than having a statue.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I really agree with that.
Yeah, me too. Actually, probably as somebody who owns many statues. This is a very visual experience. But somebody's just suggested we talk about some saints.
Oh.
And then I went down a rabbit hole. I was going to talk about just like different saints and their origin stories. And then I decided, let's talk about the patron saints of.
Right. Dot, dot, dot. True. So this episode will be called When the Saints Go Marching In. Believe it or not, Saint Stravaganza 2023.
That's the full name or something.
Or something.
But maybe that. Mm-hmm.
If this episode isn't called that, I'm going to be very upset.
Yeah.
In England.
In England. You'll be sending some posts.
Yeah, that's right. I will be getting on the first lorry back.
Yeah, your double-decker bus.
That's
back
right.
To
that's
Canada.
True. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've been really studying up on your English.
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you. So patron saints are the idea is that they intercede for you. So saints, you don't pray to saints as in they're gonna like solve the problem for you, but they're gonna pray for you and help and talk to God about it.
So they're like middlemen.
They're middlemen. Yeah. So they're helping you out. So you can't pray all the time, but the saints can.
Listen, I want to be in a church where I can cut out the middleman. Yeah. I want my prayers to go directly to God. Yeah. I don't want to have to deal with upper management. That's I want true. To go right to the top or yeah. middle management.
Yeah.
So this just seems like an extra step in trying it to is. Justify yeah. Religious bureaucracy.
And it's like God's already omnipresent.
Mm-hmm.
So it just seems like not needed, but
right. I mean, that does seem, yeah. I guess it's just a way for people to feel important.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
But maybe don't pretend to be a conduit for the Lord.
Yeah. Good call.
Who also doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, I think jury's still out.
This Judge Judy says no.
Right. but there's patron saints basically about for anything, really.
Yeah, too many things.
Yeah, like name a thing.
Nail polish.
Probably a patron saint for that. Let's Google it.
Maybe a patent saint, because you're painting your nails.
Patron saint of nail polish. Saint George's, no, that's just a thing.
Saint Ginger of manicure.
Saint Ginger, patron saint of manicures.
Is that written? Is this real or is this just no?
This is probably just somebody's.
No, this is somebody's art page.
Art page. Okay,
but hey,
shout
it's
out
there.
To Saint Ginger.
Thank you, Saint Ginger, for all your hard work.
Yeah,
and praying to the Lord for us. So there was, but
so there's a lot of jobs that have patron saints. For example, there's Saint Genesius of Rome, who is the patron saint of comedians.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, that's why we're not taken off.
Also the saint of actors and comedians. Yeah, patron saint of comedians, actors, and performers.
Mm.
So they got you covered.
Christian comedy is the best comedy.
Yeah. They were hired to work at a play that made fun of Christians, that made fun of Christian baptism. Genesius suddenly received a word from God and realized the truth of Christianity, converting on stage. And then Emperor Diocletian tortured him, and when he refused to renounce his faith, he was beheaded.
Diocletian. Yeah. Okay. What a jerk.
Yeah. What a jerk. That's pretty cool that, like, God has such a big stance on the arts.
Can you imagine you doing a play and then midway through one of the actors just like, wait a minute, this is all bullshit, I believe in God now. Like, what are you doing?
That's not
the line, Michael. What the fuck are you doing?
I saw,
then you're on stage and you're like, yeah, I'm just trying to buy some beets for my family.
I saw a play once where the gun was supposed to go off, like they had blanks in a gun and didn't go off, so they just improvised the rest of the play where the guy survived instead of just like saying,
whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Good for them. I had that at the end of a play where the gun was supposed to go off, or we were supposed to open something and wasn't able to. We had to improvise. But it was fine. It was at the end, so it worked.
Yeah.
It worked out. it's fine.
Also, that same play had some anti-Christian sentiments, and my friend was in it, and he was actually very conflicted about being in the play.
Really?
He was a Christian, and he still is a Christian. We're just not friends anymore, but not because... Anyways, right. But he was like not sure if he was like really praying about it and like trying to decide if he should be in this play because the writer
was had, it a, like a new play or
yeah
was
it was
it,
a okay. new play yeah yeah and then there's also Apollonia who is the patron saint of dentists.
Oh, those weirdos.
Yeah, she was a an elderly
I don't
woman.
Know if that's true.
In 2048 AD, she was persecuted for being a Christian, and she found herself in the midst of an angry anti-Christian mob, and they smashed all her teeth out. And as a result, she's now the patron saint of dentists.
Are these real stories, or are these just made up?
A lot of them are probably just made up.
Okay.
So it's that legend over time kind of thing, right. where maybe they're a real person, and the stories right. got added to, or maybe...
Just sounds like a lot of Christian persecution yeah. stories.
Oh, that's going to happen a lot. Yeah.
Mm.
Saint Bernardino of Siena. Saint
Bernardino.
Was the patron saint of advertising and public relations, or is the patron saint.
Oh, bullshit.
He was
you
so...
think when he got sainted, he was just like, yeah, make me advertising and public relations. Like, fuck off.
Fuck you.
No way.
Yeah, he was well known for crowd-pleasing public preaching in the early 15th centuries, and now, yeah, now he's considered the patron saint of advertising and public relations.
Who's making these decisions?
The Pope?
The Pope does?
The Pope saints them, but right. I think as a patron saint, maybe it's like a vote? Is it a voting system?
Right.
Yeah. Saint Balthasar, so he was one of the three kings, according mm-hmm. to tradition.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah, he is the patron saint of playing card manufacturers.
What?
Yeah.
Not playing cards, playing card manufacturers.
Yeah. So let's see. So medieval tradition held that the three kings who visited Jesus in the stable came from all corners of the medieval world. Balthasar hailed from Africa, frequently Egypt at the time. Romanian card sharps and sideshow sleight of hand merchants were popular entertainers across Europe because it was mistakenly believed they came from Egypt, hence the name Gypsies. The Egyptian king, anyways, so because of that, he's...
Right. Did you know Nintendo used to, like, started out making playing cards?
Yeah. Yeah, Nintendo's been around since, like, 1889
yeah.
or something like that.
Yeah, they also had their own Lego, which I didn't know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, their own version of it. It wasn't Lego. It was their own fun version
right.
of it.
Was it more fun?
Yeah. That was too much fun, and that's why Lego won, because Lego was just the right amount of fun.
Right, that makes sense.
Kids don't want too much fun. They want just enough fun.
Yeah. Do you have any real estate agents in the family?
No.
Any?
No.
Because if you did...
I might, but I don't know
them. They might want to pray to St. Joseph.
St. Joe. Sif.
He had many different specialties. Carpenter was one of them. Is this the father of Jesus? Nope. This is, maybe it is. Yeah, father, Jesus' dad, stepdad.
Jesus' stepdad, that's true.
Because he stepped up.
He did step up and became the dad that Jesus never had.
Yeah. But you want to, if you're ever selling a house, he's the patron saint of house sellers, so you want to bury a statue in the yard in front of the house. Favorite spot are either close to the for sale sign or close to the road.
What kind of statue?
A statue of St. Joseph.
Okay. Where do you get those?
The Catholic store.
The Catholic store. Right.
Catholic bookstore. Catholic shop.
They just have statues.
By Amazon.
How big?
Like this big. Like a couple inches maybe.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Which is big, right? A couple inches?
Yeah, a couple inches. It's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you want to bury the statue upside down though, facing the house, and pray to St. Joseph when you're burying him and keep praying until the house is sold.
Then what? Do you take it out of the ground?
And then you have,
or do you
faith,
just leave
you
it
have
there?
To have faith the whole time. I think then you would take it out.
Right.
And if you live in a condo, bury it in a pot.
In a pond?
Pot.
A pot.
Like a flower pot.
Flower pot.
And put it on the balcony, I guess. St. Lawrence. I grew up on the St. Lawrence River.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of it.
The mighty St. Lawrence. He's the patron saint of cooks. St. Lawrence is one of the unfortunate souls who patron saints of statues is poor, attached to how he died.
So sad.
He roasted in a gridiron. So he wasn't even
he was playing football?
That's just how he died. Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. Well, he was cooked.
He was cooked.
I don't think I would want the guy who was cooked to be the saint of cooks, though.
Yeah.
I would want the saint who cooked. Yeah.
I'm not going to pray to St. Lawrence because I want my eggs over easy.
And I can guarantee you there were no sides. Nothing true. Worth eating anyway.
Yep.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, yeah, they don't do a good macaroni salad with a... St. Arnold was the patron saint of brewing.
Okay. Arnie, let's do it.
He was an abbot of a monastery in Flanders Field, where poppies grow.
They loved beer in the monasteries.
They did, yeah, and they still do.
That makes sense. Yeah. This tracks.
Exactly.
Comes from a place of like solid reasoning. We know why he's there.
Yeah.
He liked beer. He died. He still liked beer.
I like beer. I like beer.
Remember that guy, that Supreme Court guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
I like beer with my boys.
Yeah.
Herbertus was the patron, or is the patron saint of hunters.
Hubertus.
He was a bowman. Oh, no, he's the patron saint of hunters, hunting dogs, archers, bowmen, and forest inhabitants.
Like anybody who lives in the forest?
Yeah, I guess so.
Whoa.
7th century Merovian noble who, while hunting one day, had a religious epiphany.
Oh, God, shut up.
After coming upon a deer with a golden cross between its antlers. Oh, that's why...
Is that Jägermeister?
Jägermeister, yeah. I guess so. Hubert, unless you turnest to the Lord and leadest a holy life, thou shalt quickly go down to hell. Then he received a spiritual guidance from a local bishop, gave up his possessions, and became a priest.
I don't like the part where everyone has to give up their possessions.
Yeah. He's also the patron saint of mathematicians and opticians, and was known for his ability to cure rabies.
Yeah.
Is there a cure for rabies?
Death.
Yeah.
No. I think it's interesting. Hunters and mathematicians? I guess you're hunting for a solution in math.
That's true.
And opticians, I guess you need your eyes to hunt.
And I always wore camo to math class.
You hunt with sound.
True.
Like a owl. Mm-hmm. Or some foxes.
Yeah. Some blind people.
And yeah, they hunt too.
Yeah.
True. You got me there.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Health. So let's talk about some health related saints. Fiacra, the patron saint of hemorrhoids.
Whoa, you know who should be praying to that saint?
He was said to have curative powers.
Not me.
Just by laying his hands on individuals suffering from polyps, spheres, tumors, and fistules.
Fiacra, put your hands on my butthole, please. Please put your hands on my butthole. Do you think he did that?
Probably.
Wow. Would you do that if you were a saint? Would you go so far into the con that you would be touching people's bare butt?
No, only if buttholes? I actually had the ability.
Right. Even if I had the ability, I wouldn't do that.
True. I would try to. I would find. Other
I wouldn't
uses.
Do that. I would. Yeah. I would heal other things. I'm not touching your butthole.
Oh yeah, because in the Bible, Paul prayed over handkerchiefs, and then those handkerchiefs were used and healed people.
Magic hankies.
Pray over the handkerchiefs and where, then touch, get them to touch their own butthole.
Is that where magicians get all those magic handkerchiefs?
Because yeah, they're Paul, often Paul. Yeah.
Paul blessed them. Wow.
Yeah.
Paul must have had a factory going for a while there.
Fun fact, a lot of faith healers will sell you handkerchiefs that they've prayed over.
Fun factory.
Yeah. Fun factory.
Wow.
Dennis, which I think is a great name for a saint. Saint Dennis, or is it Denise, is the patron saint of headaches. In 258 AD, during the persecution of Emperor Decius, he was the first bishop of Paris, was imprisoned, tortured, and beheaded. His headless body is said to have carried his severed head away from his own execution. In any case, his body was dumped into the river Seine.
Talk about a splitting headache.
Am Hello. Right?
That makes sense, too, because he ain't got no head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lieutenant Dan, you ain't got no head.
Yeah. He's like the cooking guy where it's not like he wasn't good at curing headaches. He just had a really bad one.
The worst headache, some might say. Or the best.
Or the best.
What better way to cure a headache than to get rid of your head?
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
B-men.
And what about toothaches? We had the patron saint of dentists. Now we have the patron saint of toothaches, and that's Saint Apollonia. Is that the same person? Have I copied this person twice?
Dentist,
yeah, that's the same
dentist
person.
And toothaches.
Dentist
makes
and
sense.
Toothpaste.
So yeah. They're double dipping on the saints here.
Oh, yeah. A lot of them have different
Get
jobs.
It together. Yeah. Well, in this economy, you have to have more than one gig.
Exactly.
You can't.
You need that side hustle.
That's what... Do you think that... dentists was the main gig, and then toothaches was the side hustle.
Probably,
for Apollonia.
So. Yeah.
Apollonia.
But for Polycarp of Smyrna, they were the patron saint of dysentery and earaches.
Okay.
They were a Christian leader who hobnobbed with John the Apostle and Ignatius of Antioch. That doesn't sound right. Those people weren't real. Because his pursuers were opposing to just waiting, Polycarp was sentenced to be burned alive. But after being burnt at the stake, flames did not harm him, which is truly miraculous.
Oh, sure. Okay.
So,
right.
Yeah. So then they stabbed
I don't believe
him
that.
To death with daggers.
What does this have to do? Okay, so why dysentery?
Yeah, okay. Polycarp may have been asking the same question, since the whole not burning thing could have led to something cool, like patron saint of stuntmen. I'm just reading what I saw in Medium, I think. Then again, it's better than being for dysentery. Historically, Polycarp was known as a teacher and practical leader, not so much supernatural, Pepto-Bismol.
So it doesn't explain why.
No.
There's no reason for it other than...
But much of his work was done in this area where people became affected with this disorder and... Okay.
So there's no reason.
Yeah. Erasmus is the patron saint of stomach ailments.
Okay.
Colic and appendicitis. And he was, went through quite an ordeal during the Roman Empire. Initially captured and imprisoned, sometimes in the late 200s. I think any story before, let's say, 1000 AD, I'm going to assume is a made-up story. Mm. And then pretty much anything after that, I'll take with a grain of salt. But
yeah, I don't believe people who tell me stories from last week.
Yeah, he's said to have been freed by an angel and fled to Turkey to continue his preaching, arrested a second time, and then, he was whipped, placed in a barrel of spikes, and rolled down a hill, covered in pitch, and set alight. And finally, after that, had somehow miraculously survived, his stomach cut open and his intestines wound around a winch. Man, and that's why his intestines were wound around.
My thing about something like this, okay, so let's believe for a second that we think he is divine. Like God is protecting him, right?
Yeah.
Why would God do this to make him just suffer more?
Yeah. Exactly.
Just let him die.
Just let the guy die.
Just let the guy die. Yeah. Like, he's going to get killed eventually.
Yeah.
But why be like, nothing says sainthood like being tortured for a little while first. Like, Jesus. What?
Yeah.
Thanks, Lord.
Thanks, God. Saint Bibiana was the patron saint of hangovers.
Well, sounds like my kind of saint, am I right?
Yeah, she was... he or she?
They.
They were tortured by the Roman Emperor and for refusing to renounce her belief in Christianity. And she was tied to a pillar and whipped with scourges and plummets till she expired. Her body was left in the open air that it might be prey to beasts. Oh, geez. After her burial, herbs grew near her grave, supposedly cured headaches and hangovers.
Okay. Again, everyone just being killed because I don't want to give up my faith.
Yeah.
Just give it up.
Give it up already.
Just tell them you give it up.
Yeah.
Practice in secret.
Saint Sebastian, patron saint of pandemics.
Uh-oh.
Would have come in handy. All right, we're still in a pandemic.
We found out about it too late.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of pandemics in history. One of St. Patrick's converts was supposedly cured of the plague the moment he renounced the pagan god and accepted Christ during the Middle Ages.
I don't think that's real or true.
Nope.
No, I don't.
There's a lot more. Let's see if we get a good one here. Oh, St. Barbara was the patron saint of fireworks.
What about St. Columbanus?
Columbanus is the patron saint of motorcycles.
This is a cool saint.
Yeah, they got motorcycles. They got
down there. And up there in heaven.
Two motorcycles with a little car in the middle?
Okay.
A little house in the middle, that's what it was. Okay. Whoa, motorcycle, no motor? Yes, and much of the 6th and 7th century roaming around Europe. And on the open road, so that's why they just...
But how can you be a saint of motorcycles in the 6th and 7th century when the combustion engine wasn't invented? Well,
that's why he's a saint. He had one.
For so long.
I think the internet guy, too. I think there's a new patron saint in the internet. It's like, kid? But this guy, Isidore of Seville.
Seville.
560. Seville?
Like the barber of Seville?
Right. 650 AD in Spain.
And they didn't have the internet then.
He was widely recognized as the patron saint of both computer users and school children, since 90% of what school children do with computers is surf the web. It would seem like a logical step. So in 2003, it was proposed he become the patron saint of the internet. And he still hasn't gotten the title yet, but
I can just see... Can you just imagine, like, they make him the patron saint of the internet, and then he's up in heaven, and he's trying to figure out how to make his old desktop work?
Yeah.
It's like, how do I turn it on? And they're like, just push the on button. And it's like, what's the on button? I don't know. I just go to the start menu. Start what menu?
The window. It's a little window.
I'm looking out the window. I don't see anything.
Oh, so this is Saint Drago. He's the patron saint of unattractive people. So some of the commenters are going to have a field day with this one.
They're going to be praying to this guy, am I right? Not us, though.
So his mom died in childbirth, and he felt responsible for it because
he was so ugly.
So ugly.
Yeah, that's why most mothers die in childbirth.
Yeah.
Ugly children.
And also the patron saint of coffee shops.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are they saying that people who go to coffee shops are ugly?
Or people who work there.
I guess, yeah. To be a barista, you have to be.
Because we've both worked in coffee shops.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck.
Oh, fuck.
And there's a lot more. Patron saint of everything. Name a thing. There's a patron saint of it.
Wait, Saint Gomaris. What was that one?
Oh, Saint Gomaris is the patron saint of difficult marriages.
Hi-o.
My wife.
And mother-in-law. Wait, you don't marry your mother-in-law, though, right?
You flinch with the bottle.
Oh, shit. I have to marry my mother-in-law.
Yeah. Well, any other thoughts on patron saints?
Too many of them.
Too many.
I think we should have...
Two.
Four. Two.
Four?
Two.
Okay.
Two's good. Four, you know what? I think it's a nice number.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You got one for cheese.
Yeah.
One for...
Swimming 30 minutes after eating.
Yeah, and then you got two for number one and number two.
Right.
There you go. Good. That's all you need.
Good call.
And they can pick up the slack of all the other ones. You don't need to delineate everything else. Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, I guess you need one for like when you're doing it and you say, oh God, oh God.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because God probably doesn't want to hear that all the time.
That's true.
Or maybe he does. Maybe he's like a filthy.
Yeah, how does he get off?
Freaking sex pervert, probably.
Because he hasn't impregnated somebody in, what, 2,000 years?
Not that we know of.
We know of, yeah.
We don't know how many illegitimate sons of gods there are.
That's true. If you're a son of God.
If you're an illegitimate son of God, please call this number now. That'd be good to have a hotline for that.
You should.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear their story.
Damien.
Yeah.
Should we thank some patrons?
Let's thank
them. Speaking of patron saints.
Oh. Is that where they got it from?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh my God, wow, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Hey, everybody, thank you so much for coming to our Bible study. Once again, Damien is out on his mission, his giant mission to save the world and to catch them all. And we just, of course, wish him all the best as he's catching them and releasing after the battle is over. But we before we talk about that in depth, I just have a few prayer requests. I just want to pray really quickly for Ira and for Kitten Pants. Ah, Kitten Pants. Sorry, it's a friend of mine. Hey, Maddie. And for Tyler, and a huge prayer request for Darren. And we just lift them all up, lift them around and through the old town. And just pray right now, a very special prayer request for Peter. Peter is a good person, normally just a great person, but unfortunately this week Peter has denied Christ 3 times. And he says it's not that he denied Christ, it's just that he couldn't place him, like, hey, I'm good with faces, but the name was slipping my mind. But either way, it's one of those things where if God calls upon you, or if someone says, hey, do you know this guy? And it's Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you don't deny him. And that's just the way, you know, the way it all goes. So just a huge prayer request, and again, thank you all, and thank you so much, everybody.
Can't you see you're not making Christianity better? You're just making rock and roll worse.
Damien, you know Saints. Oh, when the Saints go over there.
Oh, when the Saints go over there. Oh, I want to be in the rumba.
Oh, when the... So in Catholicism, saints are like, you have to be sainted, like after you die, and then the Pope's like, you're a saint. Protestants, everyone, as soon as you're like, I'm a Christian, they're considered saints.
What?
Yeah, it's just another word for Christian.
Everybody's a saint?
Everybody's a saint.
If everyone's a saint, then nobody's a saint.
Yeah, all Christians are saints.
No. Wrong.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
So Audio Adrenaline has a song called Sound of the Saints.
Hmm. And the Sound of Saints.
I was going to say, yeah, it's not as good as Sound of Silence by Disturbed.
Yeah.
That original.
Anyway. By Disturbed.
And this song goes like this. Oh, I love to hear the song of creation, the wind and the rhythm of the rain. It actually does help me sleep to play rain sounds. Oh, the thunder, it speaks of your power. But there's something in the sound of the saints. I've been washed in the roar of the ocean, found peace in the echoes of a cave, and the trees of the field, they clap their hands, but there's something in the sounds of the saints.
Now, is this saying the sound of all the believers and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, like Christian singing worship music.
Oh, God. Yeah. The worst music, too.
Yeah.
And if you feel inspired by worship music, you need better taste.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, God. We've heard a lot of Christian lyrics.
Yeah.
They're all riffing on the same thing.
Yeah.
And none of it's good.
Yeah. The only good Christian rock song ever written was
Come on, feel the noise. Girls, rock your boys. Come
this
on.
This has been a sing-along episode of Believe It or Not.
That's right. We'll have the album coming out later on 2 CDs and 3 cassettes.
The Sounds of Beliefin.
From Warner Time Life. Or what, is it Time Life Warner? What is it? No, what was it? There was, yeah, was there like was something like
at
that.
At 2-3 in the morning.
Yeah.
You'd infomercial where it's like, do you like Amy Grant? Anyways, everybody.
The Sounds of the Scottish Highland brought directly to your speakers.
And then your speakers sound like crap.
Speaker. I hardly know her.
Hello. And speaking of hello.
Hello. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you.
We do love you. And please stay away from Christian music.
Mm-hmm.
If you could, please.
If you can.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Work, 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 Sky Moon.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Sonar!
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.